Tough. Grizzlies are playing good, too.
How'd you feel out there today?
Yeah, I would say, I was just telling Neil, I think, my third day was probably not as good as my first 2 days. First day one and day two, I mean, completions everywhere. I told Joe, I said, you got me today, but I won the first two. But, today, just completion-wise, wasn't what we were the first 2 days. We weren't functioning like we were as an offense. But the first 2 days, I mean, we were flying around. We were making a bunch of plays. And not that we didn't today, but, I think guys are getting it. Guys are understanding it, and we're moving around, and we're playing fast.
Brandon, what stands out in this offense that makes you think that you'll be able to flourish in it?
I've got really good guys around me. I think that Josh Gordon is coming to his own. Greg's playing great. Obviously, adding Devon Best. Guys like that, I mean, and like five guys up front that can protect. I mean, as a quarterback, that's when confidence comes about, is when you have guys around you that can make plays for you. And my confidence in those guys is through the roof right now. And I think for the most part, it's been showing.
Can you compare your comfort level this year in new offense versus last year, new team, new offense?
Well, I think, one, I'm already familiar with the guys. See, I kind of know how to relate with guys. But as far as an offense, I think, even though we're in day three, you compared day three now versus day three last year. I mean, I'm way ahead of the curve just because this offense kind of makes more sense to start with. There's a lot more up front as far as formations and movements and stuff. But, once you get it, you can hear a play, you can kind of piece it together by, just the verbiage. Me and my wife have been spending too many hours studying. It's been crazy. But, it's been good. I feel comfortable with what we're doing. The guys are on the same boat.
Are there things that remind you of Oklahoma State offensively in this?
A lot of stuff. Not only in tempo, but I think, some of the route combinations, obviously being the shotgun a little bit more. Even just some of the single routes, So we were able to have a lot of success there and throw for a lot of yards and a lot of completions. So hopefully we can keep it going.
Brandon, did you see it as a vote of confidence in you when, after everything was done, they did not take a quarterback in the draft?
Yeah, I didn't really read into it one way or the other. I wasn't too concerned with it. I think, I was up here, the days before the draft and the days after the draft, preparing just like I have every other day. And that was the way I was all along. I was telling Solomon the other day, I've been drafted twice. You never know what's going to happen in a draft. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. And I wasn't concerned with it. That was probably my least concern. I was worried about this team getting better and getting back to work.
What do you mean you've been drafted twice?
Yeah. I play baseball.
Oh.
So, Brandon, can you talk about what Best brings to the wide receiver group?
Well, I mean, just consistency. He's a great route runner. The guy is—he's kind of a football junkie. He's a student of the game. He really is—he's a technician, is the best way to put it. The guy understands how to run routes, catches everything. It's underneath, double moves, whatever it is. He's got a really good feel for what he's doing out there. And as a quarterback, that's comforting.
Brandon, I think a lot of people are just assuming that Gordon and Lillard are going to take that next step this year. Have you seen progression from them through the offseason?
No doubt about it. Not only what they're doing out here on the field, but just the way they are, walking through the building and studying and all those other things. They've taken the next step. They're playing faster. I think they've got a lot of confidence in this system and the routes they're running. It's exciting for me because, you get Josh Gordon singled up on, I don't care who it is in the league. I told him that today. I have so much confidence in him. I'm not scared to throw at any corner with him. I mean, he's just he's that good.
And you talked about the tempo. Just talk about how much Norv means to that, and is it maybe being a sole voice in your head instead of having too many voices in your head?
Yeah, I think we flipped on the play clock and kind of challenged ourselves to play faster. If you listen, if you're in the line of scrimmage, you listen behind you. All you hear is let's go. That's only I hear. That's just, they harp on it because it's tough on defenses. If you can get lined up and do your motions and stuff, it's tough for defense to get lined up, and that's where big plays come about. Norv's the main reason. That's his main focus right now is learning this offense but doing it fast, and it's helped us up to this point.
So what are a couple of things, Norv's talks with you after every play, what are a couple of things he's harping on?
It just depends on what happened. I think one time, Travis kind of came inside on a double move, and so we were kind of talking to both of us about that, and, even though he did, I shouldn't have thrown it, stuff like that, speed my feet up, getting the ball out quicker, finding the back quicker, he's coaching. He coached me on every play, and I think that's great. I think that's the way it should be, and Trust me, I look him in the eye and I acknowledge and I'm a sponge because he's really good at what he does and he's right 100% of the time. So,
Brandon, do you feel like this coaching staff already believes that you're the guy?
I hope so. You know, I hope so. I hope they see the way that, you know, not only what I'm doing out here, but the way I'm handling myself and working and spending time studying, doing all those other things. I mean, this means a lot to me. You know, this is, it's my job, you know, and I think that I take it seriously. And this is, I want to be the guy. I want to build off last year. I think we're going to be a better football team in, you know, a lot of ways. I want to be a part of it and prove to them that, you know, that I am that guy and make this team better.
Couple more guys.
They've really put the full court press on you, you know, since this whole off season, you know, leaving no stone unturned, you know, looking around the league, you know, bringing in all these quarterbacks for the draft. But you have been, since you've been through baseball, you came in here a little bit more mature. I mean, do you think you're up for all this? I mean, they're really kind of pushing you.
I don't listen to it. No one's pushing me because I don't listen to it. I haven't heard. No one's came to me and said anything. You know, I mean, I don't listen to it, and, you know, it's like I was saying, it's not really my concern. You know, I'm here right now, and my concern is going and watching the film, what happened today, and getting better. I mean, that's really, if I worry about all other stuff, there's no way I could function. You know, I could sleep at night, but I couldn't function on the field.
Do you take the same attitude with Campbell here?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, it's competition. You know, I think no matter where you are, you can play on all 32 teams, they're all going to have competition. Well, not all, I take it back, 25 maybe. But that's just the way it is. You know, Jason is a great, I mean, he's great to have around. He's been, you know, a great resource for me. We've helped each other. I mean, he's a veteran guy. He's a pro. He gets it. He's been around. And, I think we're both competing and trying to, you know, try to both get better.
Do you have any doubt you'll be the guy opening day?
I'm approaching it that way. You know, I'm approaching it that I'm gonna take the next step and be that guy. And if I were doing it any other way, I'd be doing a disservice to myself and also this football team.
Can the Browns win this year, or with the new regime being in place, do you have to be careful about even answering that question?
If we couldn't win this year, I don't think a lot of guys would be here. You know, I mean, that's the approach we're going to take. I mean, I think, I don't know, if we're going to shut it down for all 16, we might as well go home now. So we're approaching, we can win every game. You know, we're going to go about it and prepare. I think we're going to be better than we were last year, I guess, if that's what you're asking. I think it's, you know, you'd be foolish to, take this season off just because we have a new regime.
What I'm really asking is, it's almost like when a new regime comes in and say, well, maybe we'll be competitive, but we don't want to talk about having a chance to be a playoff contender.
I don't know. This is my first new regime, so I can't really answer that.
Is the push from Jason bringing out the best in you?
Absolutely, yeah, because he's playing well and he's doing a lot of good things. You know, he's kind of been in a little bit of this offense, so he kind of knows a little bit of the ins and outs, so I can kind of ask him questions. We can help each other, but he's throwing the ball good he's pushing me, and that's the way it should be.
You said you wanted to drop back faster and stop patting the ball. How are you doing in those?
Good. Areas? Good on both. I don't think I've patted in 3 days. That's pretty damn good.
All right. And Kingston, how good is it to see him back out here after everything he's been through?
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool story. I'm happy for him. You know, what he went through, you know, he's a tough individual for having to go through everything that he's had to go through. That's you don't wish that upon anybody, but the way he's bounced back has been pretty remarkable.